Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Penguin Fringed Abyss. Today, we're continuing our Star Trek adventure in Star Trek Adventures.
Woo!
That was so original.
Yeah, no, I'm trying. We're continuing on the adventures of the USS Aster, which is a Nova class that's got cool plug-in modules.
It's plug-and-play.
Yeah,
the spaceship.
It's plug-and-play, the spaceship. And we've got, we're knee deep in it right now. So, why don't we go around the table and introduce your characters, and I'll give a small.
Are you small or are you schmuck?
I have not had any alcohol.
Yet.
I've had the alcohol!
Give it time, Jason, give it time.
How about we go around the table and introduce your characters, and then I will give a small update as to what's going on.
Small seed update.
Small. And then we'll dive right back into it. So,
all right,
Captain, go for it.
Was going for it. I'm Jake, and I'm playing Captain Toyak, the Rigelian captain. Yeah.
And plug and play designer.
Yes,
I'm the plug and play. Plug it in, plug it in. Not sponsored by a certain company.
It'd be awesome if we just had, like, one of the modules was just listed as
Glade.
Space air freshener. Chris!
I'm Chris. I'm playing Kalos Dutrax, the Betazoid First Officer.
Hi, I'm Anne. I'm playing Commander Sakona, your resident Vulcan. And I'm currently kidnapped by crazy robot droids.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not crazy.
You're in Robot Joe.
You smoked the space reefer, and now you're in Robo Prison. It's the way it works.
Can I break out of Robo Prison?
We'll see.
Hi. Okay. Hi.
Quite literally.
Hi, I'm Jason the Greater. I'm playing, Lieutenant David Cortez, your security and tactical officer.
Colin is not here, unfortunately. He couldn't make it, so Dr. Al-Aziz is doing...
He's bleeding.
Yeah,
he's bleeding.
He's bleeding. So, you guys are on board a unknown alien vessel deep inside of Romulan space. You'd been sent into Romulan space to investigate a anomalous sensor reading that the Romulan resistance had picked up and subsequently purged from the Romulan star charts to give you guys a chance to go and figure it out or investigate it. Due to its relative size and shape, it was feared that it was another planet killer, a la TOS, the Doomsday Machine, which would have been bad, to say the least. And you guys went and investigated and realized that it was not a Doomsday Machine. It was basically a massive top, like a child's toy top, flying through...
A Beyblade?
Yes,
yeah,
it's a Beyblade.
It's a boomerang.
Not sponsored by Mattel.
Going. I don't freaking remember. Going through
knockoffs probably,
and trying to. Yeah. So, you found this unknown ship. Investigated it. Realized that it apparently has in its the vast majority of the ship is taken over by a massive forest. This forest is filled with many interesting creatures. No, backspace. This forest is filled with many interesting plants of all variety of species, which are virtually unknown to the Federation. It appears that the planet that you guys that these came from survived mostly on ultraviolet light from a sun that was much more into the blues and violets of its radiation. Which made its chlorophyll chlorophyll analog, I should say, made the plants kind of like a bluish purple kind of a thing instead of the green that we know here on Earth. After that, there was our dear Vulcan,
Yes.
Vanished.
Green blood everywhere.
No!
And the team set out to find her. While they were out, they noticed that she had started to leave a trail of flowers. And then the group was attacked by some sort of carnivorous vine thing that nearly killed two of you. There were some other instances, incidents with a paralyzing fluid, going through, started to find some copper-based blood, which was from our esteemed commander, there was a door that opened up near that place with a triple analog. And through that, you guys learned that these triple analogs are basically used as a form of seed manipulation kind of thing to keep the forest going. That and
kind of carnivorous because they bit me.
Yeah, no, the triple bit him. It was funny.
It was hilarious and cute.
And as you guys had continued on, you had found that you were getting closer and closer to Sakona's position, and also closer and closer to what you assume is the nerve center of this whole ship, for lack of a better term. Yeah, arc, if you will. And
I know what you're speaking about.
Yes. And you guys go, and that's kind of where we're starting. So, yeah, that's pretty much that. Does anyone have any questions?
Apparently Chris is going insane.
No, he's laughing at my joke. It's bad.
But if I remember correctly, we found the robot prison. We just found the robot prison.
Yeah, so you had seen that there was... You had seen a red-colored... robot-like, entity, carrying a individual dressed in a science officer Starfleet uniform, off towards a rock formation that is near a waterfall. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna back you guys up a little bit, okay. And that's where we're gonna start things, because there was some items that you guys probably want to, or at least some things that I want to go over. So,
all right, I'm here.
All right, please to you be giving me a insight plus command roll, please.
Do I have to roll something?
No.
What was it, 17?
Difficulty 0, because this is we're in the gather momentum.
Is there anything that I can apply focus-wise?
Do you have anything regarding sensing or telepathy?
I have the talent telepath, that's about it. Composure, persuasion, diplomacy. Nope, nothing that actually affects my telepathy, so one success.
One success, cool. So you get one momentum. There are... Do you recall the last time that we played... That didn't work. Do you recall the last time we played that I had mentioned to you that there was some rather...
Weird
mental signatures that you were getting over there?
Yeah.
You're getting a couple more of them now. Actually, a lot more of them now. It's a different location from where you were sensing previously. Mm-hmm. These ones seem to be coming directly up ahead, where that robot took Sakona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where the Chamber of High Vulcans is. Got it.
Yes.
There's some more life forms in the area where Sakona was taken.
All right.
Behind that waterfall.
No, they're actually in... They actually seem to be around the waterfall.
Oh, around it.
Yeah, so basically the way that this works as you're approaching it is you see that there is a lake almost. Like, you can kind of think of it as like three tiers. There's a top tier where there's a mountain, and then there's like a little stream. And I say mountain loosely. It's really only about maybe 30 meters high.
Yeah.
There's a little stream that comes down and falls in a waterfall. A plateau. Yeah, it falls in a waterfall into a basin, which is it's a lake maybe It's only maybe about like 60 or 70 meters across.
Okay. It's a pond.
Yeah. And then that water falls down again off of the plateau where you guys are.
Right.
So you guys are kind of on the second level where that pond is.
Okay.
And the signatures that your first officer is reading is coming from around the pond.
Okay.
Okay, so...
On the edge of the pond,
basically?
Yes. So as you walk closer, which I'm assuming you're going to walk closer, as you walk closer, you actually notice that there are several, maybe a dozen or so, plants that look like oversized sunflowers with large flat purple flower heads made up of a central disc surrounded by florets, which sit at the top of thick stalks that average about 3 meters tall. And when I'm talking oversized sunflowers, I'm talking that the middle part of it is about the size of a pizza.
I like pizza.
And then the actual flower itself is probably maybe, like, the biggest one is maybe 2.5 to 3 meters in diameter.
Oh, jeez.
It's a huge flower.
Wasn't there that flower that was like that ate a stick that someone was poking it with? Is it like those type of flowers that we saw?
No. Okay. Those ones were on the ground and they had a distinct radial shape to them and they didn't have a central... what's the center part of a flower called? Where like the stamen is and shit.
So it's just a pistol. Okay.
So yeah, it's just a pistol apparently according to Google. Thanks, Google. And the carnivorous ones that you saw previously as you're closing in on this didn't have anything like that.
Okay.
Whereas this one definitely does, and they're big.
Mm-hmm.
You can clearly see that there is a you're able to tell based on footprints because the area around the the area around the pond is very marshy, and you're able to see definite footprints, fresh footprints of where the, whatever it is, the robot, the big red thing, took Sakona. And it appears to be marching, it appears to have marched straight into the waterfall, which is off to your right as you're approaching.
Is there any way that we're not going to be going through this, loose dirt, or loose
the marsh.
Yeah, I, like, trying to avoid that, considering how many times I almost died already.
I mean, the area around it, you can find solid ground, and I'm assuming, Jason, that you're still using a stick to kind of... to kind of avoid the real sandy parts that where those vines attacked you. And you're able to pick your way through pretty much no problem. I mean, it's muddy, but it's only muddy.
I want to grab the doctor's tricorder since he's comatose now.
Okay.
And I want to scan the flowers.
Okay. Give me a reason plus medicine task.
One success.
Okay.
I'm assuming technology does not apply to this.
No. The one thing that you notice is at the base of the stalk are thick roots, which surround what appears to be a bulbous organ protected by a wood-like case, of sorts, in quotes, that sits directly on the ground beneath the flower. There's the big stem of the flower, and then at the bottom of it, it kind of ends in a rough orb shape, which looks for all the wood like wood.
Hmm. You know, I was thinking. So, could you say that if there were something... considering the size of the robots,
mm-hmm.
like that, how tall are they? Like, what, a meter, 2 meters?
They were roughly human sized, so like a meter and a half, maybe 2 meters max.
All right. And how tall is this pod?
Taller than that. Almost all of They're almost universally taller.
Well, I'm talking about the base part. That's
The base part? It sits on the ground. It's like a basketball-sized kind of organ thing that's it's at the base of the root system.
Oh, it's a small little organ.
Yeah, I mean, it's that big. All
right.
What would you like to spend this on? You have a question.
I'm trying to phrase it. Does it seem like the flower is sentient, or something inside of it is sentient?
Is it organized enough?
Organized enough to be sentient.
You reach out with your betazoid senses to kind of experience it, and you kind of don't initially think of anything. Because generally speaking, plants don't have, like, if you try to reach out with your thoughts towards something that isn't sentient, it doesn't have brainwave patterns, it just kind of, like, goes right through it. It's kind of like grabbing air. This is different. It immediately latches onto something, but it's, it's extremely primitive. You wouldn't necessarily call it sentience.
But like an animal?
Tell me, Jake, are there any animals on board the Aster?
My amphibians in my terrarium.
Well, I mean,
what's the biggest amphibian you got? Do you have like maybe an iguana or something?
Not that big. I mostly like let's just say like frog proxies or maybe even gecko proxies.
Okay.
We have established that I've had a mammalian pet in my past, so.
Is that a betazoid pet? Or is that something from betazoid, or is it something from, or beta Z, I should say. Or is it something from a different planet? Because a lot of the, at least the mammalian animals on beta Z are, they're at least used to and have some sort of
connection. I would say it'd probably be more from Earth. Because given my character's background, my parents were diplomats, so...
Okay, so maybe like a dog or a cat. Or a cat,
yeah.
Okay. Very similar to... It's almost like a step below, like, a cat.
Like a hamster?
No.
Well, actually, it's much more similar to, like, a large amphibian.
Okay.
Or, like, a fish, perhaps.
Okay.
Something where its brain pattern is, it is able to recognize and process information, but its ability to act on that information is totally governed by instinct. Everybody else, and what I'm going to say is one person roll and everyone else, assist. Give me an insight plus security.
13.
It's a security minus 12.
Yours is probably the best.
It's probably going to be Jason.
So, wait.
I'm going to spend that momentum.
This one?
Yeah.
Well, wait. Let us assist you before you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm a big old failure because I also have that thing, so I got two negs.
I got.
Well, it's just a fail. Okay. It doesn't actively subtract from him.
I got one.
Oh. I got two successes and two momentum.
Wait. She's got the, minus for the...
Well, we don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I should have Anne roll for that, actually.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on?
Give me a control plus command with a difficulty 2.
Control plus command?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. You might want to apply on your focuses if you can.
What can I apply?
What focuses do you have?
I have xenobiology, warp systems, biology, geology... Romulan culture and combat tactics.
Xenobiology.
Sure. I'll give you xenobiology for this.
So,
Jason, you had 4 total?
Yeah.
1's equal to 4 successes, though?
No. 1's always equal to 2 successes.
So what does the focus mean again?
Its successes are 2 successes.
Nope.
You failed both?
Yep.
So yes, Anne is also under the influence of the overwhelming senses.
Oh.
So all of your tasks are at +1 difficulty.
Okay.
Yay, difficult to nest. So difficult.
All right.
Difficult.
Well, two successes and two momentum because of
that. Gotcha. Okay, so for difficulty one, because that's all it needed. You notice that as Commander Dutrex is kind of like bending down and reaching over towards this thing, you notice that the actual big flower of it appears to be moving and like pointing itself downward, like almost as if it's like pointing at him.
Okay.
Do you want to do anything about that?
Sure. Dutrex, heads up!
Quite literally.
Okay. I'm going to leave this in the pool so that maybe he can use it.
Yeah.
It kind of, like, is looking down on you, and then all of a sudden it releases, like, a mist, like, right in your face. So, this is going to be...
I think we found where the pheromones are coming from, guys!
Mm-hmm. It's a Betazoid trap.
Oh, telepathic! Betazoid trap!
See, you laugh, and then... Yes.
I know! It's a Betazoid trap.
Telepathy?
Betazoid trap.
Yep.
I fell for it.
I have an idea. I'll reach out with my mind.
Okay. I'm going to say 8. That's pretty low for a plant. Chris, I need you to give me a... either a control plus security, a fitness plus security, or a control or fitness plus some other discipline if you think it would apply to resist this thing's spray.
Control plus command?
Just sheer...
Sheer willpower?
Sheer willpower. Sure. Knock yourself out.
Lock it with your manly chin.
Is there a difficulty to it?
It's difficulty 1, but it's an opposed task, so...
I will take that momentum. Take that momentum.
All of it? Huh?
Just one. Can I use my composure focus?
Definitely. I'm spending 2. Well, 3, technically. Ooh, ouch. That's not good. What?
4 successes.
I also have 4 successes and a complication.
I was close to having a complication, but I didn't. I rolled a 1 and an 8, plus the composure, and then an 18.
Alright, so, since that's a wash, it's you resist it. But you don't get a chance to... You're kind of, like, momentarily disoriented. Mm-hmm. Everyone around him sees this thing, like, spray, like, a fine mist in his face. Mm-hmm. And he kind of, like, staggers back momentarily. You actually probably, like, fall on your butt in the muck. And you're just like, ugh. Yeah, you probably sneeze a bunch. That's that. You guys have 2 momentum, and I rolled a 20. Would you guys like to activate a complication?
With the plant?
I would like to activate a phaser in that plant's general direction.
All right, that's fine. You just want to shoot it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no to that one. I'm just going to back up.
I mean, you're a little distracted at the moment, so go for it. It's,
I'm in the line of
I'll
fire.
Spend the momentum.
And I'm going to say that this is only a difficulty 1 because it's literally a plant. You're just shooting at a mobile object, practically.
Yeah. This is more or less... Reaction. I saw this coming over, and my first thing would be phaser to the side. Oh, great. It's
like you're a tactical officer.
And you have a rifle?
Your first response is to shoot it.
I think we only had sidearms for this.
Okay, so yeah. Type 2?
Yeah.
And you know what? As a command officer... My first thing so to him wanting to shoot it is no
6 successes and 1 momentum.
6 successes and a momentum.
All right, rolling bones. Yeah. A type 2 phaser's 4 dice, I believe. Yeah. So there you go.
That was 3 dice. Or 2. Oh no,
2. Yeah. Or then spend a momentum to reroll. Or
yep.
Okay.
So 4,
and then spend momentum for damage.
You vaporize it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you can't... Wait, can he save that momentum and it goes into our pool?
Yeah, so he spends one to do to do the five damage, and then the rest of it goes in your pool. Which caps you guys caps out.
Yeah. Yay, momentum junkie!
All right. Yeah. He shoots it, and the thing kind of like... It praises Zorg for a moment. Questions its flowery life decisions, and then it just bursts into flames. Everyone now needs to give me a control plus command.
Okay, so technically what is this minus one?
Yes, so basically you have to get two successes if there's one difficulty. If the difficulty was one, you need to have two.
Yep, that works.
Four successes.
And you guys have full momentum if you guys want to spend some.
Well, I rolled a one and a two.
Two successes.
So you're fine.
Four successes.
You're fine.
Two.
You're fine.
Two successes.
You're fine. Everyone's fine.
Oh, great.
That's with the plus one for you. All of you suddenly feel a rather familiar feeling, actually.
Okay.
You kind of, there's a moment of, like, this weird kind of silence. And then all of a sudden, you feel your heart kind of, like, skip a beat, almost. And you, as Starfleet officers, are very familiar with this feeling. It's like a sudden... anxiety. Like, you're below decks, and you're like, you know, or you're sleeping or something like that, and all of a sudden the captain calls red alert. Like, it's a Romulan decloaking off your starboard bow. It's just a real quick jolt of anxiety that just, like, punches you in the face, practically.
Ow.
Yeah,
my
I know.
Face.
Yeah. Oh, my command face. My beautiful
My command face.
You look around, and the air, you actually feel it on your skin, that there's a fine mist as all of the flowers at once have released a burst of something into the air.
Whoa.
My first thought. Can I say something right now? Damn it, Cortez! Seriously.
My first thought is, leave the environmental suits in the ship. It's an Earth-like atmosphere. They said.
No,
need that was also my first thought.
Why
who would ever need anything
EVA
silly
suits?
Like that?
Because the guy who wrote the script said you couldn't have any.
But I want it.
I stand by my action.
So, does anyone want to make a roll for what just happened? Or make an inference for free determination on what just happened?
I can try and make a roll
think
for what
you
happened.
Are in
I have
jail.
I have an inference.
Get the mat out. I think
yes.
that they can telepathically communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Well, and that when one gets hurt, the rest of them can at least react because it's instinct.
Okay.
It's an instinct to reproduce.
Or it's a defense mechanism.
Or that too, yeah.
Based on what just happened.
You're getting closer.
I don't like that I'm getting closer and that it's a defense mechanism.
I mean, both of you are equally close on that.
Releasing spores. So it's either a defense mechanism or reproduction or both.
Jason, you said what? Which one are all
close? Reason science?
Sure.
I mean, they're obviously connected.
Yeah,
I mean...
They might be... And they have to be at least somewhat aware.
After that.
Let's shoot it again!
I know they have at least primitive form of some sort of intelligence.
Yeah, it's at least they're somewhat aware.
And, I mean, the pheromones are used in multiple species...
It could be used for...
For communication, period.
Well, yeah, so the one actually releasing the spores could actually have triggered the rest of them doing it. So that could not only... they could be just sensing that the one actually released spores and like that, so they all released it.
Or they sense that one died or disappeared.
Or it's just missing
it. This could actually be one single organism.
That's a possibility. Do we know? Can we look down the hole?
Yeah.
Down what hole?
Where it was.
I mean, it's not like a hole. Like, I mean, it's like the flower has basically burned off. I mean, the stem is still there. The root is still there.
Yeah. I want to follow the root system around. Does it look like the root system is connected between the individual flowers?
No. It actually doesn't. It actually looks like, aside from this big wooden ball at the base of the root, which is not in the ground. It's above the ground.
Yeah.
The actual root system itself is quite shallow, actually. Shallower than you'd expect for a plant of this size.
Okay, so it's not... That eliminates the single organism.
Well, the thing is, it could be mobile.
You don't think so, because the roots themselves are very thin. They're spindly.
Spindly.
Like a flower's.
Hive mind?
So, wait. So you're saying it's like basically like a space palm tree with... It's a space palm tree sunflower analog.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the way that you're thinking of, yes.
Okay.
I want to try.
And instead of the coconuts being up top, the coconuts are down below.
Yeah, it's just one big coconut.
Yeah.
I want to reach out there to multiple at once. They are standing in a row. Does it seem like that they're all sharing sensory input? Almost.
Give me a insight command.
Two successes, provided that I can't, because I'm pretty sure I can't apply any of my focuses to it.
Okay. No, actually. And that's for one, so you have one momentum that you want to spend if you want. And this will not go in the pool, so.
Yes. Yeah.
If you want to spend that on, like, obtain information or something.
Yeah, but it's going to be obtain information.
Yeah, they are definitely separate organisms.
Okay, so it's not a hive mind.
No.
I guess the only other thing would be is, what was that response? An instinct response, or was that response? Was that response seem to be triggered by the death of one, or was it a response by the pheromones that it just released?
You're not sure. It could be both.
Well, the other thing is if said, what's it called, tribal things, something like that, come around or like that, and happen to get nearby, it releases, it knows that it needs, it might know that it needs animals to spread its seed. So then that's a possibility as well, because we had those, the tribal-like things that bite.
They might bite it, and then it triggers the response mechanism, the defense mechanism, which is also the reproductive mechanism as well.
Yep.
That's possible.
So these are flowers, but are they fungal-like?
No, they are...
Very plant-like.
Yeah, they're...
Blocky cells?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, taking Elziza's medical tricorder and scanning it with the medical tricorder, it is very clear that this is a plant.
Okay.
It is unusual, but it is unusual in the way that all of the plants in this forest are unusual, in that it doesn't use chlorophyll. It uses a chlorophyll analog that seems to focus more on, like, ultraviolet
light. Yeah, things that you'd expect from a blue giant.
Correct.
All right. I got that's my extent of my inferences on this.
Okay. Yeah. Jason, you get a beep on your tricorder.
Okay. What is it indicating?
It is indicating that the translation matrix that you put into the for lack of a better word, an entertainment console or a TV basically, all the way back there. That it has finished a rough translation of this language.
Awesome. Can we try communicating with the flowers in this language? Seems like a long shot, but
no.
It does. Dutrax will tell you that it's very unlikely that these things are going to be able to interpret verbal communication.
Okay.
It's almost like they definitely respond to the pheromones, but based on the... Because you said it was limited, almost telepathy.
Very correct? Limited. It's not even telepathy. It's like...
Consciousness?
It's just... Limp.
Even hesitate to use the word consciousness. It's more like a basic awareness.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's like what would happen if Lakshwana Troy tried to communicate telepathically with a frog.
Okay.
Okay.
Or frog a Rendi. Says ribbon.
Well.
I know, I'm kidding.
One. Good luck with that one.
I know.
Good luck communicating with Frankie, even with verbal.
The first thing that it's able to tell you is the name of the ship. Is the Griff Balata.
Griff Balata. Does that translate into anything?
It doesn't seem to. Like most things with the Universal Translator, it's trying to... Yeah, it is definitely a proper name.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's... Like, if you were to run the translator through, like, you know, looking at, like, the Enterprise, yeah. Like, it would be able to tell you what the word Enterprise means, but if you were to scan, like, the Yorktown, it'd be like, Yorktown, I have no fucking clue what that means. It's definitely a proper name or something. Okay. What else would you like to know?
Does it have information, or is it just the...
It has some information based on what it's been accessing. What do you want to know? What would...
Just like, does it say if there's anybody on board? Is this like, do they ever give like an update for like the crew?
It doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
Within the systems, brief flashes of information in the console in between all of like the entertainment stuff, which was actually rather helpful to the translator to kind of get a broad spectrum of their language. It seems that the ship is currently experiencing some sort of like heavy ionization or has experienced some heavy ionization or will experience some heavy ionization. Verbs in this language are fucky.
Okay.
But it seems like there's some sort of That the bits that it was able to access of the computer's main system is that it's fucky. Like, okay. That there's something wrong.
Do I have a star date for, like, when their last transmission was?
No, not from that console.
Okay.
If you were able to take this translation program into the mainframe, yeah. That would probably help very much.
Okay.
But it automatically links up the translation matrix into the translation matrix that's in everybody's comm badges. Right. Over-the-air
updates. They're great.
Yeah. If anyone tried to read or speak this language around you, you would be able to read and speak it.
Okay.
So that's that.
So we can speech good.
You can speech good.
Do these flowers have a name?
They have a name. And that... It's actually interesting when you search the database. It actually seems like this flower, or a flower very similar to this, like in appearance, is very prominent in the culture.
Okay.
You're guessing it may have... It's almost on the level of having, like, a religious significance. The nearest translation into Federation... I think it's Federated Standard. The nearest translation into Federated Standard would be Brain Flower.
Brain Flower?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That species reproduces.
Ooh, not a bad idea.
Birthing pod. Almost like a birthing pod, but it's from a flower.
Maybe. Mm. All right, continuing.
Sorry.
It seems like this particular species of plant specifically is rather important to the culture.
Okay.
Of these people, they have a name.
Well, good job, Cortez.
You vaporized them.
Yes. If there are any on this ship, they're probably not going to be happy with us now.
The people are called the Vahar.
Vahar?
Yeah. V-A-H-A-R.
Okay. That's what I thought I heard. Sorry, just trying to save my first officer.
No, that's... I mean, you acted how you should have. It's just... We don't know the first thing about this culture. So
right.
Honestly,
as soon as we meet someone from it, we'll apologize.
Yeah, it's plausible deniability. We're fine.
Yeah.
So almost on cue, emerging what? From. Stop it. emerging from the waterfall, John DeLance.
No.
Emerging from the water. Emerging from the waterfall. Making a rather loud noise to the fact where it's just like, okay, something's happening over there. There appears to be an honest-to-God, like, 1940s-looking ancient tech, robot. We're talking, like Tom Paris's Hollow Novel type, you know, boxy thing. It's got, like, spindly, like Danger.
So what you're telling invaders. Me? So what you're telling
Danger Will Robinson arms. It's painted red.
Yeah.
And it's rather bright.
I'm getting the Battlestar Galactica Cylons almost confused with the Sirens from.
Those are two very dangerous things to confuse.
I know.
The robot is about 2 meters tall. It's standing on like silvery legs. Walking with very slow robotic movements. In its right hand, it holds an honest to God net. Like a fishing net.
Okay. Well, we know what to do. Shoot the net!
Yeah. And its left arm, it appears to have like a. For lack of a better term, it's almost like a taser, like a modern taser like the police use,
okay.
Where it's like, you know, two arcs and it produces an arc of electricity.
So we basically have Cybermen.
So now, with the Universal Maps. Translator, can I translate Klaatu Barada Nikto?
It's saying, intruders detected, intruders detected.
Yeah.
And it starts walking towards you guys.
Can we just
walk it? Tricorder?
How fast
scan
is
this thing?
Not very.
Yeah.
It is moving. Effectively, it's moving half of the speed that you guys could. So in order to move one zone, it needs to take a task action instead of a quick.
Okay.
So what you're saying, what you're telling me is we can outwalk this thing.
Probably. But it just came from the waterfall where Sakona came from.
Yeah.
We can just walk around it. It's fine.
No, you just get to follow one. You just keep walking around in a big circle.
Do we have a stun setting for robot?
No. It's called Vulcan.
Hold on. I want to...
It's called
Tricorder.
Tricorder.
Yes.
Tricorder. Tricorders. Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
Give me a reason science.
What?
Reason science.
Okay, reason science. Oh, that's a complication.
Oh, yay.
And a single pass, so therefore I got nothing.
For two?
Your tricorder explodes in your hand.
Boom! I've been mentioning that, you know, you've been having lots of interference, which is definitely screwing your tricorders up a lot.
Yeah.
At this point, you pointed the tricorder at it to try to scan it, and the tricorder just shorts out.
What did I get? Did I get like
you didn't get anything
in it at all or anything like that?
You didn't get anything.
Okay.
Phaser it?
No. I'm like, well, my tricorder ain't working now. Anyone else?
We can see if the phasers work.
Let's try the phasers.
if you want to shoot it,
I would prefer not to do to escalate.
It's just like as long as we can outwalk this thing, it's just like it's not a threat. Technically. Hey,
guys, I prefer not to escalate the issue. Can we figure out what this is first?
I'll spend momentum and reason science it.
Okay. I will assist him.
Okay.
That's good. That's
good. Ancient tech. That's two because ancient tech.
Yeah. Well, I got two and a momentum.
All right. Four.
So just like I'm looking for a way to like disable this thing without like harming it too badly.
Okay, so you note a couple of things about it.
Yeah.
So the first thing that you note is that this is definitely a security robot.
Yeah.
It is designed with the ability to, capture, to consolidate, to maintain individuals. It is rather robust as far as, like, its ability to attack. But its disadvantage appears to be that it is extremely slow, or at least it is while it's walking on its legs.
Yeah.
What would you like to... Would you like to... spend that for anything else? Sorry, you get two more because of Chris's successes.
Okay.
How
can I kind of roll this into like where can I hit it to disable it?
And, yes.
Like, not
so that would be that would be spending two on create advantage.
I'm gonna create an advantage to like motor system overload. Like
we have space to something to immobilize
it. Yeah, just something to immobilize it. So it can just sit intruder detected. Intruder detected.
At least from what he can tell, melee range.
Definitely. Yeah. It does not have any guns on it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have any guns on it to the point where it can probably throw that net pretty quick, pretty far.
Yeah.
But the shocker thing definitely seems to be a melee weapon.
Okay. I guess so we don't waste that extra little thing. Let's obtain some information. How well maintained does that thing look?
It looks pretty well maintained. But it has definitely taken damage.
Interesting.
What kind of damage? Like environmental damage or like, weapon damage?
Not weapon damage, like not weapon scoring or any kind of scoring that you're familiar with. Mostly large impacts, like
ship jostling.
No, bigger than that. Oh. Like, you know, getting hit like with something large. Like I don't know, maybe like a large animal beat the shit out of it or something like that.
Okay.
I have something if you guys want to spend this on something for me. One of the things that you notice is that, given a quick scan with your tricorder of the stunner that it's using, it's like a neural stunner. And given the fact that it doesn't seem to have any, you know, bladed weapons or firearms or anything like that, it seems like the robot's, weapons loadout is specifically geared towards containment and specifically weapons that would not hurt the plant life if it missed.
Okay.
I mean, given that we found out that they seem to revere at least these flowers, it's probably safe to assume they revere most plant life with the same regard.
Yep. So, one thing that you notice now is that it takes a couple of steps towards you, and then it kind of makes a loud, there's like a loud machinery sound from it, almost like a loud whirring, as it kind of sinks down a few inches, and then its legs retract.
No.
And it starts to fly over the water towards you guys. And it is moving faster now.
Okay, I'd like to shoot it and activate that advantage.
You got
to
it.
To disable it. I will use a momentum.
Okay.
I'll get the other phasers ready. Pew! I don't want it.
Two successes and a momentum.
Okay.
Or four successes, because well, I mean, personal failures.
Four successes and a momentum. You need two to hit it.
Yeah.
minus one for its for the advantage that you created. You got three.
Yeah.
Roll your damage.
Okay, so that's four.
It's let me look. Because now
I mean, all right, so a standard phaser is plus three. A phaser rifle is four.
Okay, so it's three.
Okay. I just had a good day.
I just had that written
last
down.
Last time.
So you can keep track of that way.
And I've got mine. Okay. So you got
two. Can I just roll them all into damage? To just... If I do five to make an injury, can I make that injury that it's just disabled?
You can, but I rolled two for my resistance.
Okay.
So whatever you do to me, it's going to be subtracting two.
Okay.
So just go into damage?
Yeah.
Alright, so I take three. You pull out your phaser pistol and shoot it. You hit it pretty much center mass.
Yeah.
And it burns a good hole in it, but it actually looks like this thing's got a pretty decent amount of armor on it.
Yeah.
So you definitely deal damage to it, though. Okay.
And since this is the first round of combat, I can throw it to another party
member.
Throw
it to somebody.
I'll throw it to El Capitan, who...
Oh, okay. At this point, we're committed to defending ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's flying at you.
All right,
Is it swinging the net around?
Not really. It's just kind of, like, buzzing towards you at this point.
All right, I'm gonna, again, go after, try to disable it.
Sure. So you want to use the weak point advantage?
Yeah,
yeah, that's the cool thing about creating advantages is that everybody can use them and there's no limit on them.
All
right. Don't forget that you guys also
have those.
You also have phaser training and ready for war as ship-wide advantages that you guys can crack into.
But we can only use those once, correct?
Once per scene. Like you activate it for a whole scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this is an instance where we're going to need it. I think if we have a bunch of them, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, so you've got momentum to spend if you wish.
Okay, I'm rolling a what? Security plus... sorry, I'm going to need...
Security plus control?
Is it control or insight in security?
It's control for
ranged attacks are control plus security, difficulty 2, and the created advantage knocks it down by 1.
You're at a difficulty 3. Difficulty 3.
Yeah, and then the advantage knocks it down 1.
Oh, so I only need a 2.
You need a 2 to hit it.
I will spend 1 momentum to get an additional.
You got it.
Which one has been good today? Okay, thank you.
Give me the good day.
Give me the green light.
Only one success.
All right. You hit it, and it kind of like dodges almost out of the way. It's gonna take its two actions to move towards you guys. It is now one zone away, so it's not in melee with you yet. But
it will probably be next.
It might be next round.
Okay.
So, Chris.
Can I apply composure?
No. Composure is purely a defensive thing.
Take one of them. One success.
All right, so you
exactly what I needed.
You also whiff it.
Well, no, because I don't have the plus.
That's right. Colin, Jake, and Ann do. So yeah, you hit it
barely.
All right, so 3d6.
And I forget. I don't usually hit things with a phaser, so I don't know what.
So you don't have any momentum to burn on it. I rolled a 2 for my.
So 4 resistance. Is nothing.
4 is nothing.
5 and 6 are 1?
1. 1 is 1. 2 is 2. 3 and 4 is nothing. 5 and 6 are 1 with effects if you have a weapon that has an effect, which type 2 phaser is not.
Okay. I have 2.
2? And I blocked 2.
So. Nothing
so
happens.
You shoot it and it like it hits like you know some armor piece or something like that. And
a
it
little
kind
of bit of blade of probably
shatters off. So it goes back to you guys.
Yeah. Shoot it. I'll use the momentum.
Combat monkey, do combat things. since we've been in combat because you commented.
Well, oh, there we go.
Well, it, seven? It's, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Ow.
I roll. I've got three soak.
Okay.
So roll your damage.
Roll that beautiful damage dice.
Oh, three?
So that's three.
Yeah.
It costs one to hit it, so you have six total.
Just throw it in the damage.
All right.
Honestly,
so
I would throw three, some of that six. Back in the momentum pool. We'll run them off.
Well, enough to injure it.
So that would be three, three, one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
But you can take one of these back because you can give the attack pierce too.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
So you shoot it, and it kind of like, you kind of like aim and you hit the
hole that you already made.
Yeah, you kind of are aiming, you at first you think, I'm just going to keep aiming for it, and then you kind of aim lower to where this thing's propulsion system appears to be, and you phaser it, and you must hit, like, maybe a fan blade or maybe, like, a turboprop or something like that, because it sparks like the dickens.
Yeah.
And it, like, it makes a rather loud boom. As it kind of collapses down.
Weird. It's like when you hit the thing that moves it, it's gonna fall. Blow up the legs!
It's actually like hovering over like a little bitty island or something in the middle of it. So it is still active, and it's still like trying, but it's kind of like twitching on the ground trying to get at you guys.
It's flailing.
Yes.
Hit it while it's down!
It flails. It does what a battle mech does when you blow off its leg. It's like, I can't get up.
Except they can't get up, they're good enough.
Yeah, well, this thing isn't.
No, it's not.
So that's okay. That.
It's 13.
So, threat neutralized.
I
think you could still throw that net. Let's vaporize the net.
No.
I mean, you could just move around.
Yeah.
I'm going to, again, try to scan this.
The robot?
With your
bomb.
Tricorder?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no one fixed it because they couldn't fix it with their. There was a momentum.
Can I get buying free off my from the robots?
I forgot about it. No, honestly. I forgot about it. We could buy them off.
Can I get free from the robots?
So, you're in like a. You come to. And it smells terrible in here.
Mm.
Like, worse than usual. You're kind of regretting being a Vulcan female because you have that really, really sensitive sense of smell. And you're like, oh god, it smells like excrement in here.
Thanks.
You kind of come to, and you are in, like, a small room.
Okay.
Kind of thing. The floor is made of dirt.
Okay.
But the walls themselves are made of, like, you know, some sort of metal.
Okay.
And on the other side, there are honest to God bars across the door, like an old style, like Wild West jail cell.
Okay.
Beyond the bars, you hear, falling water.
Okay.
You probably hear a phaser blast.
Okay.
And you woke up.
Do I have my command badge on me? Does it work?
Yeah, you have your communicator on you.
Can I let him know where I'm at?
Let who know?
El Capitan.
Alright, so you hit the badge and say what?
Where are you?
Sakona... Alright, I'm gonna say Commander Sakona
to
Captain Toyak.
Well, I guess that works, but I mean, away team would probably be more preferential. It's to anyone.
That's okay. Fine.
Captain, save me.
I'll hand my badge and I'll say, Captain Toyak here. How are.
Boom! As Jason blows the thing up.
Why?
Good shot, Cortez! Keep firing!
Oh, as he shoots it down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you hear all that.
I need to stretch my legs.
legs.
That's
What's
fair.
What's going on, guys?
Fine.
Seem to be having a little bit of a...
Cortez has a situation under control.
Problem that's kind of under control now.
Well, where I'm at, I hear running water, and it smells terrible in here.
I couldn't say anything for the smell, but we know where some running water is.
We're outside
of a waterfall.
Well,
can you tell me what else is? Can you see anything from where you're at?
Can I, hon? Besides sure. the fact that the walls are metal and the ground is dirt.
Give me an insight con.
Insight con. I still have the negative one, right?
Yes.
Well, I still got two successes.
So, one success.
No, I got three.
Oh. Yeah, what do you, for one success, you note that there is, there's some light, after you heard the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
There's some light coming from your right, or from the right of the jail cell. And you kind of go up to the bars and kind of, like, look your head around, and you see light that appears to be coming from, like, computer terminals.
Okay.
The light is a reddish color.
There's some red light coming from these computer terminals I'm currently looking at.
Is there anything else from your surroundings that could be possibly useful for us to help locate you?
What else do I smell besides human excrement?
It's not human excrement.
Oh, it's just
it's manure.
Give me a reason plus science, and you have a xenobiology.
Yeah, I do. Right?
So yes, that will apply.
Okay. Reason plus science. Ugh.
Oh.
I've got a complication.
And two
successes.
So one success.
One success. So I've got a complication and one success.
Okay. I will activate that complication. Unless you want to spend two momentum from the pool to negate it.
It's up to you.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. If you want to buy it off, you want to buy it off, go ahead.
I kind of want to buy it off.
Okay.
Wait. You would lose that threat at the same time because you're going to spend it.
Is that how that works?
At least, because you went to go activate it.
I don't know if that's the way that works.
Sure, I don't care.
Does that make sense, though?
No, because I think the way that it would work is you would get a chance to buy off the complication, I would get a chance to activate it if I wanted.
Oh, okay. All right, then never mind.
All right. Hun, you notice that in the red glow of the computer terminals, they appear to be lighting up a small cavern.
Okay.
And inside of that cavern, you can see, opposite of where the terminals are, you can see a waterfall.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a waterfall right next to me, opposite of these terminals.
Alright, I think we're on the other side of that, we're near that waterfall, I think, because this is the only waterfall we've ran into in here so far, and, well, the ship's probably not big enough to have another waterfall that's of a decent size.
No, I heard the phaser, too, didn't I?
Yeah, you definitely heard the phaser. You probably heard someone say that, you know, good shot, Cortez, and you definitely heard that thing explode. Yeah.
All right.
Both okay. on your communicator and with your listening
okay.
ears.
Okay.
Your ear holes.
We're both on our way. Do you see any possible robots?
No.
No.
Okay.
Is there any, like, keypad on my jail cell itself so I can try and get out?
Doesn't seem to be, not from where you're at.
Okay. Right. My jail cell itself has bars on it, like old-fashioned.
All right. Tight, Sakona, we'll be right there.
So you...
Yep.
You take the two combat rounds it would take you to walk through the waterfall, and yep. it's wet and...
Yep.
Wet and stuff, but yeah, so,
I'm moist.
Yeah. And you see, a welcome sight come walking through the waterfall as two red shirts, a blue shirt, and a yellow shirt come phasing through the waterfall.
And I'll say, Dutrix, Cortez and I will, secure, Sakona. Can you please take a look at the terminals to see if we can get more information?
Okay.
Play with the buttons.
Use that ancient tech.
Alright, so.
Aren't me and Haziz basically naked because of that whole, like...
Oh my god, that's right! Oh yeah.
Yes, you are naked.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had to rip off my shirt to get all the paralyzing agent off of Haziz, and rip off his clothes because they're paralyzing agent
all over Haziz. Yeah, so Haziz and Cortez are buck-ass naked.
No, I've got my pants.
Bad. I'm sorry. The planet is called Vahar. The people are called the Vahari.
Okay.
V-A-H-A-R-I.
And the ship was called?
The ship is called... I keep wanting to call it the Griff Bastila, but it's not the Griff Bastila. It's the Griff Balata.
Griff Balata. Okay.
Griff like Griff. Balata. B-A-L-A-T-A.
Oh, I heard Balana.
Like, Griff is in Griff Ball, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it is spelled just like Griff from RBB.
I heard Balana, like...
Like Balana Torres.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
She's an Eternal.
All right.
Give me that. Spend that momentum.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Which is actually one of the episodes that I was listening to today.
Okay, so. The computer terminals are all active and are sized correctly for humans. The displays are in Vahiri, of course, which you can get that. You already have the translation, so you bypass that. Most of the screens seem to be dedicated to monitoring the environmental conditions on the ship and in the forest, including water content in the soil, air quality, etc. One screen notes the existence of exceedingly high levels of fear pheromones, which seem to be emitted by these entities known as brain flowers. Once again, it's a rough translation. It appears that the threat level is low on that.
So is this just for this dome, not the outer ring, whatever it was that we walked in, where we first entered? Does this include the environmental controls from there?
It doesn't appear to it not on active screens. No.
Okay. Well, this Can is
we search for this thing's crew.
That's what I was about to ask. Because if I can access the outer ring from here, then I'd be able to tell if there's other life forms on this system, possibly.
So you're just gonna start dicking with it?
I'm gonna start digging with. Yes.
All right. So give me.
I've got a specialization in dicking with it.
So do I.
I have a thing as ship designer.
So give me a reason. So you are dicking with the computer. So give me a reason plus. I don't know. What do you think would be best?
Probably science.
Science? Go for it.
Can I be looking for...
I'm going to spend momentum, and I'm going to use the ancient tech.
That's fine.
I'm going to look more into the cultural significance of the flowers.
Well, you said that you were going to try to rescue her, right?
Yes, yeah, so we're going to do that, yeah.
All right,
after we get her out.
Yep, so you go to Sakona's cage. One second, Chris. Keep that in mind. You go to Sakona's cage. And it is honestly, honest to God, like a jail cell.
Yeah.
It's got physical metal bars. You scan the metal bar. It doesn't appear to be like electrified or anything. And there is a small keypad there.
Right.
It looks like there's like heaped up stuff inside of it.
Okay.
Anyone want to make a,
tricorder reading on
the an insight plus science roll.
Can I
that?
Can I do that or no?
You can, but don't forget that you're.
I've got a 10.
Bad brained.
But you also have security. You probably
this is the stuff in her cell, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Just like.
I'm gonna look in.
Nope.
I've got one success.
Insight science, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a look too.
Sure.
Yeah.
I still got one success.
I got two successes.
Which is enough.
Yeah.
This appears to be a... Are you familiar with any sort of, like, horticulture, viticulture?
I have a focus in cultural studies.
That's not what I'm looking for. It looks like it's a manure pile. Or more specifically, a compost pile.
Hmm.
Can we get me out of here? It smells terrible.
Well, Because you're literally standing in it.
Okay. Thanks.
You're standing in shit.
I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to go that far. You're literally standing in what smells terrible.
How far are the bars apart?
Is it enough for me to slide through?
Inches? No. I'd say maybe 5 inches.
Okay.
Standard cells.
One, so six, if we remove like two of seven? Them, you get through.
I mean, probably.
Okay. Phaser, 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 phaser.
Oh, and we could have also just probably hacked the keypad, but...
So this is probably what happens. Jason, you take out your phaser, you set it for cutting beam, you tell Sakona to stand back, and you start phasering through the bar. Jake, you kind of go up to the button, and you're just like...
Open. Boop!
And the whole thing slides open. It is immediately apparent that this is not... It was not initially designed to be, like, a containment cell or anything.
It was designed to be a animal cell.
Yes. Okay. Someone who doesn't have thumbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boop! You're free.
Yay. Thank you.
So you probably could have got yourself out of here if you tried.
Click, almost got it. Oh, yeah, right.
It would be hard for someone inside of the cell to, like, reach around and hit it. All They'd have to know it was there.
Oh, okay.
Because it's maybe about, like, a foot and a half away from the bar. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to make a conjecture that those robots are not designed to catch intruders. They're designed to catch animals and round them up. Ding!
Well, I guess we are animals.
Well, but we haven't seen any animals, though.
Yes, we have.
We've seen tribbles.
Which are animals.
Not big enough to make the dents in that security robot.
Yes, I get that, but I'm just saying.
All right, Chris.
This many.
Which is, for the recorder.
Six.
I can't see you holding up fingers. Six. All right.
I rolled really well.
It's difficulty 2, so you got 4. What do you want to know?
All right, 1. How many other... Are there any non-plant life organisms on this ship?
Other than us?
At least in this bio area.
In the bio area. Besides us and the tribbles.
You punch in that query, and a clipped, robotic-sounding voice comes across the, comes across the comm. There are approximately 4 large life signs aboard this vessel, and approximately 48 smaller life signs aboard this vessel.
Negative 48?
Yes.
48 are dead? I don't know how it would be.
Please restate your inquiry.
Negative 48, deceased.
Please restate your inquiry.
Bahari.
This ship was built by the Vahari on Stardate.
Oh, it's corrupted. All right.
I'm gonna get a bloody nose from this, but I don't
You're
care.
You're probably all right.
I'm gonna have to be the one to clean it up.
Anyone else want anything in particular?
Are there Vahari on the vessel?
Any Vahari remaining on the vessel?
Unknown.
That's not boding well.
Can they actually scan
systems
for
check?
It?
Can it define what a large life form is and what a small life form is?
Yep.
Wait. Images of detected large life forms.
It brings up a security camera in this room.
Okay, and where are there four? Well, there's more than 4 of us. There's 5.
Sorry, then 5. I misspoke.
All right.
No, the computer says 4.
Weird. It's like it doesn't detect allergies.
No, the computer says 4.
It's fine.
Okay.
Doesn't register copper blood.
I don't know. Small life forms. I wanted to show us the small life forms.
It shows you a bunch of pictures of the triple analogs.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Hmm.
Alright. I like how they're called negative life forms.
What is the significance of the brain flower?
I'm going to actually walk over there and start using my cultural studies focus regarding actually looking into the significance of these, of the plants. Yeah.
The significance of the brain flower is not in my database.
Interesting.
Can I actually go through some of the tricorder data of the, that we left, because we left that one tricorder there working on that stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's...
Can I go through the tricorder data and actually look for significance of that flower in that in what basically was a cultural database or cultural
Sure. Like that. Give me a insight command.
Insight command.
Can I assist?
I mean, you're working on it.
I want to spend one momentum. Sure. I want shit tons of this.
Sure. Yeah. I'll try and assist you as well since it is my tricorder.
Actually,
I'll
keep rolling.
All
right.
And I succeed.
All
right. Well, I'm working on the computer.
Yeah, Chris is working on the computer.
It is not like 2 19s, but I've got 2 successes. Two successes.
So 2 successes plus 1 minus 1 is 2. So what do you want to know?
How important was the plant life to the species? Or,
once again, you're getting very very clipped data, and you're making a lot of inferences. So I just want to make sure that you're aware
it's
all, of that.
Because it's what it was basically pulling it off of was a basically TV shows.
Correct.
And basically the number of inferences this shows up in those TV shows. Correct.
And based on that information, the significance of the brain flower in particular and plant life in general is very. Plant life.
It's varied.
No, very. Like, it is very, very important. Very important to these people, to this culture.
All right. Cortez, no more shooting of plants, please.
Sure. Thumbs up.
Yeah. I mean, plant life is very important to the species, and if we are going to establish first contact with this species, assuming that they're still here, I would like to do it in the best way possible.
I don't think this species may be under the prime directive for first contact. It does not seem like they're warp capable.
Haven't we had this conversation?
You did.
However, when it comes to being able to have interstellar travel, be it whatever way it is, they are perfectly, I would consider them, the first contact protocols would actually apply, and we can actually make contact.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They are starfaring.
Officially, it's a gray area in the Prime Directive, and therefore Captain's prerogative.
Yep.
So, Chris, you got 4. What do you want to know? Or do you just want to keep talking to the thing?
No. Does it seem like the database has been corrupted by the AI?
Very.
Yeah.
Oh, so shit, is this not, thing
so does it have
thing,
a backup? Like a shielded backup?
No, that's what it would... That's the problem. That's the problem. It doesn't.
It appears that the computer system in general and the AI in particular has been severely damaged, and several of its databases and higher logic circuits have been damaged. Notably, it seems that it is completely unaware that it is off course, and the AI, from little bits of speaking to it, is also unaware that it can no longer access outside-facing sensors or the original star maps it was programmed with.
So it can't tell us where it was originally heading.
We can't even tell where it was even headed.
So are there, like, tape backups anywhere? It seems like...
It doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
If they're using this level of tech, I doubt they would use tape backups.
No,
that's exactly what they'd use.
Well, at least some sort of backup. They would at least have something. The thing is whether or not it was shielded enough.
The thing is
to prevent it.
The problem with tape is it'd be magnetic tape.
Yeah,
which ion storms are basically rendered useless.
Depends on how much you shield it, though. So they have zero backups for their...
Not that we know of.
Okay.
Well, at least here.
Well, we could ask.
Can we reconnect its outside sensors?
Doubtful. If they've been, if it's from the ion radiation, the chances are it's just been EMP'd to the point where the...
Well, okay. Okay.
Just, well,
Starship Design. The circuit. I'm going to use my Starship Design to actually
figure
out...
Yeah, he can figure this out.
Yeah, I want to try to figure this out and like that.
Sure.
What are the chances that us, in a reasonable amount of time, could possibly piece together this level of technology to get it, perhaps, to recover some of its data?
Define a reasonable amount of time.
2 days.
Very unlikely, given your crew size.
Okay.
So, even with...
Not impossible, but extremely unlikely.
Okay.
Even with my...
If you had a crew of Starship designers and...
Experimental and
ancient tech specialists, you might be able to do it. Okay. But you guys are going to be delegating to biologists.
Yeah, we are. Well, I mean, we're biologists.
And... Actually, how much storage would it take to contain this... Basically what they have left. Could we, in theory, transport that back to Federation space?
Would we want to? Because it would be all corrupted.
The data is, in the words of Randolph P. Checkers, turbo-fucked.
Yeah.
But we can take what's not turbo-fucked. Not all of it is turbo-fucked, obviously.
Can we take it?
You don't know if there's a way to interface it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can hit buttons and display information using its operating system, and you're very clearly getting information from its voice AI.
Where is its...
But that's a piss-poor data transfer module.
We're not in its mainframe, are we?
You have no idea.
Can we ask the computer?
Is this a mainframe node?
Where is your mainframe?
I can ask it. Where is your main system located?
It pauses for a minute and says, "Please repeat your inquiry."
Where is computer core?
It pauses for a little bit and then says, "Please complete. Please restate your inquiry." And when it's saying that, you're kind of detecting almost.
It's trying to protect itself.
No. You're detecting something really interesting in a computer system.
Is the voice inflection different?
Yes.
Every single time?
Yes. It's almost like it's becoming... annoyed?
Can I get the computer to display a circuit diagram of the entire network?
When you try to do that, it asks for your authorization code.
I had a feeling I was going to
say it. It says something like, "That information is protected. Please insert your authorization code."
And
by the way, every time you've asked for the count of how many tribbles there are, it gives you a different answer. Sometimes the answer is positive, sometimes the answer is negative, sometimes the answer is like 4, sometimes the answer is like 50 billion.
Which means that it's just corrupt.
Yes. The system is heavily corrupt.
But if I can't... I need to figure out master's code.
So we're dealing with a possibly unstable AI that doesn't know...
Unstable or... intro to it might be building up its own neural net.
Wait, what? Rebuilding it?
No, it might be building a neural net similar to what happened to the what were they called? The combots or the exocoms or whatever they were called.
Excoms.
If this was designed as a learning system,
no.
I don't think that.
This would have been a fully fleshed out neural net that has been, you know, effectively, you know, had a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So it could be restructuring the neural net, which is entirely feasible given that that's what neural nets do.
I'm gonna ask it. What was it? What was it? What is its purpose?
The purpose of the Griff Balana is to ferry individual plant and animal-based ecosystems from the doomed star Vahari to New Vahari.
So it was a seed ship.
Yes.
Location of New Vahari. Or no, I guess it doesn't have that
information. Well, we don't know. We haven't asked that yet.
Where is the location of New Vahari? Compared to Galactic Center.
It pauses for a good minute or so, and all of the systems freak. Or all of the systems freeze. Like, the gauges freeze.
It's using its muscle processing power trying to figure it out, basically. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it just says, please restate your inquiry.
That's what I figured.
Eh, it was worth a shot.
Alright.
If anything, we could have gotten it to realize that it forgot where it was going.
It's not going to... I don't think it's going to be aware of that. Can it hear me the entire time?
Yes.
I'm sorry if I'm being rude.
Please restate your inquiry.
Out of context, and I'm not verbally out loud.
Yeah.
Would there be actually classifications for levels of intellect, or levels of AI that the Federation would have? Like classes or something like that? Like
I would imagine so.
Okay. Say, from what I've surmised, what level of AI is this? Compared to Google... Google's assistant, which is really... I want to say right now, Google right now, yes, I understand you're my assistant and like that, you're really good at listening and like that. It's cognitive prediction is what Google is right now. It's cognitive prediction. It's not self-aware, it's not, that's right now, that's what it is.
I know where you're going with
AGI or ASI?
AGI.
So this is a general intelligence. It's not specifically built for anything specific.
But it is more advanced than, like, the Astra's computer. Mm-hmm.
It is.
So it is for... to put it in Eclipse Phase terms, it is self-aware.
Okay, so
Or it would be if it was undamaged. You don't know... Like, that's the thing. At this point, you guys, you two specifically, because you two are the brain, the techie people of the crew, it's like a incredibly smart person, a sentient person that has had brain trauma. Had a brain aneurysm.
Now, or a stroke.
Or a stroke. A stroke is actually a really good way of putting it. Where it's part of the brain has just stopped working. And it's trying its best to reroute, but it doesn't...
There's too many parts that are probably damaged at this point.
Yes.
Because of the ion radiation.
So, we're dealing with something that's quite advanced, that's basically been disabled.
Yes.
Okay. What would Starfleet protocol be for dealing with this level of intellect? Considering that's one of my focuses.
Considering that I think they don't really run into too many sentient mechanical.
And how would the beings. Prime Directive go with this, since this would also be us playing God if we were to fix it?
This is real uncharted territory here.
Alright.
Because we're not dealing... It's not like we're dealing with the Borg.
And we're not dealing with saving sentient life, as far as we're aware.
And we're not dealing with an emerging intelligence, necessarily. So, what do you do for an established, intelligent, sentient life?
I mean, the way that I, as Jason, would interpret that, if I was Captain, is I would say that... I would treat it no different than if it was a biological organism. That was a biological sentient organism. Yeah. This, you've already established that you're calling this on the legal side of the Prime Directive, and it is Captain's prerogative. I would interpret this as you would probably attempt to render assistance.
Right.
And honestly, if we're going to get any information on where this thing was heading or anything like that, we're going to have to. We'd have to at least find a way to help it rebuild its neural pathways. If we're going to get any information, any information we need or want.
I mean, for this last one, Chris, it is possible. So the way that these AIs kind of usually work, with way that neural nets work is, you know, neural nets are trained and all this other jazz. It is possible that the pathways exist, like the physical connections and pathways exist. It's just that this thing is so hopelessly scrambled that what it really needs is a turn it off and turn it back on again. Just reset the system. And it might come back.
How do we get it to actually do that?
Well, that is in fact a work track 10 difficulty 3 magnitude 2 computers task.
Which we would need an engineer actually to do that, which we don't have an engineer for that.
Well, he has computers. I have ancient tech. We are engineers.
I have an engineering thing too. I have warp systems, and I also have.
So we might have enough actual people actually try to. Possibly
we have the right knowledge.
Okay.
The question is do we?
I have
the
four engineering.
Well, as far as I'm considered, inside this cave, we're secure. As far as I'm aware, or like that.
But we are also out of contact with our ship.
And the other thing is, how is this thing going to react when it, if it does come back and finds us on the ship? You know?
Well, depends.
And we're not, quote-unquote, authorized users.
Are we getting, is our interaction with it right now getting put into temporary memory or long-term memory? That's the real question.
Yeah.
So
you don't know.
The only way to do it is to try.
All right.
To know for sure is to try. And this, even if it is a sentient thing, we might have a better chance of reasoning with it.
Yeah.
After it's fully cognizant.
All right. Do you have a name as an
You get the same, please repeat your inquiry.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Do you have a designation?
I want you to know that we're going to attempt to help you.
It says the same thing as when you ask for its designation. It basically repeats the exact same line that it gave you about what the ship's purpose is.
Okay, so it basically calls itself the ship, more or less, possibly. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to basically say, we're going to attempt to help you, because you seem to be having massive memory loss.
We would like to reboot your system.
Please restate your inquiry.
Yeah.
Rebooting.
We would like to turn you off. Wait 7 seconds.
And turn it back on. Yep, we're clearing your RAM, buddy.
We're calling tech support. We are tech support.
We're going to turn you off and turn you back on again, okay?
Because that's all tech support.
It'll be fine. Emergency AI surgery.
Okay. All right.
Oh, there's an on switch on the printer.
All right, let's try this.
So it is a work 10 magnitude 2 difficulty 3.
Okay, so.
So who's rolling?
Basically, it's going to have to be whoever does the main roll. It's probably going to be better off having me or Cortez do it because we don't have the minus.
Yep.
He's got computers as a focus. And I have ancient tech as a focus.
Yeah, I also have warp systems as a focus.
There's no warp systems on this ship.
I'm it just assuming tech. I'm
no, getting they do a, not have warp
they
drive.
They do not
like
have warp
outline
tech.
Of the operating system, like the file yeah. folders.
Basically,
like,
they're going to turn it off and turn it back
yeah,
on again.
Yeah, I'm...
So,
tech support.
What is spot. Everybody's... because it's probably going to be reason plus engineering.
I got a 13.
Reason plus
that.
Engineering with a specialization in computers.
I got a specialization
yeah, what is
in ancient tech.
What is your...
15.
So, he's got a 15, engine? You've got a 13.
I've got a 14.
Wait, your reason's 12?
11.
Oh, wait, no, your engineering's 4. What am
I threw my advancement into engineering.
Yeah, and I threw mine into science.
So, it sounds like Starship Systems, ancient tech, and computers are going to be all applicable mm-hmm. items here. Mm-hmm. Hun, do you have an applicable item?
No, I don't. I have just warp systems.
Okay, sounds good. So Jake's is going to be difficulty. How am I going to do
difficulty
this?
Impossible?
Yeah, Jake's not going to be able to help.
Yep.
So it's really just going to be you two, and it sounds like Jason's going to be.
Can
the
I
primary
at least
on
try
this.
Or
yeah.
no?
Okay.
So
I'll use that last.
Am I rolling to assist? Is that the
yeah? You're going to be rolling to assist.
Two successes for me.
All right.
Well, four successes and a momentum.
All right, so that's six. Six minus three.
So three.
Is three.
I'm going to scan the general vicinity of where we're at.
Okay, give me 1 second. All right, so roll a number of dice equal to your engineering.
Okay. 20-sided?
Or... D6s.
Okay, that's four.
All right, and then you've got these, so...
Yeah, so... Same principle, five.
So four, five, six, seven? That's how you want to do that?
And no. Then, yeah, five plus gives us some instant milestone,
mm-hmm.
correct? So,
really just the five and throw the...
Throw the rest of the momentum.
All right, so you're going to... so you got four there, so five, so you're bouncing that to two.
Yeah.
Okay. Jake, you said that you're going to scan the general area?
Yeah.
Okay. They're working quite quickly, actually.
Yeah.
You note, however, that there are, that as soon as they start to break into some of the, because it's not as simple as, like, you know, climbing into the back of the console and pulling the plug yeah. out of the wall. I mean, they've got to dig into the AI's code and find out exactly where its, you know, IP config release renew is.
Yeah.
Oh, they can't pull down the power button and hope to God it works?
Yeah, you don't know what
the
power
button
is.
Not really a power
button. And yeah. you also don't want to shut the computer off.
Yeah,
because if you shut the computer off, then the life support on the system
yeah.
dies. you detect that this thing eventually. Jason's able to pull up some stuff. They're making good progress, but the computer is definitely saying that there's an. It's kind of going intruder alert mode again. And you begin to detect several robots, several of those security robots.
All
right. All converging on this area.
All
right. Mm-hmm. The good news is that you're going to have a really nice choke point because they can only get through that waterfall maybe two at a time.
All right.
Probably one at a time, but
all right.
Let's not have them
do that.
Dawdle.
Hey, hun.
So it'll be one turn before the first robots show up.
Okay. Let's see if we can
this
knock out
this might actually be kind of like
I'll use a momentum.
Primitive. But was there a shovel in that cage?
Sure. Why?
Because if we shovel some of the manure in the way of that choke point, they will slip into the waterfall.
They can fly.
Oh, they fly?
Yeah.
Oh, then never mind.
What do you got, Jason?
Okay, I got four successes and two momentum.
I didn't hear that
momentum.
They flied.
So,
I got nothing, so he's
nothing, so four successes goes down to one success and two momentum, which is three.
Yeah.
So roll the number of dice equal to your engineering.
That's, that was three.
Three,
so
and
knock
then
it up
four,
plus
five,
two, yeah. and then leave that last one.
Mm-hmm. You guys are starting to punch on the keypads and everything, being like, "Oh God, the control delete, control delete, alt F4." Jake, you're detecting about 20 security
yeah.
robots out there. The first two come into the waterfall, and they're you know kind of jostling each other. As soon as they you know finally get it,
yeah.
everything seems to power down momentarily. All of the lights go out. I know that Vulcans can. Do Rigelians have dark vision?
I do not know.
Okay. Well, hon, you notice that the robots kind of like...
space elves got that.
Yeah, because they're space elves.
Yeah, they are space elves.
You kind of watch these robots kind of like power down in a controlled fashion, like they're hovering. They deploy their legs.
Okay.
And then kind of just stop. And then you guys wait 7 seconds and hit the thing, and then you hear do 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 do.
Which one is that?
I tried to do Windows, but
do 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 do.
Yeah.
No. The Windows 7 one.
You could also do just this.
Do do.
Bong.
Yeah. You no, that one's easier. You hear the bong. As a space apple shows up on the
that's why, your problem.
That's why it was so screwed up. Solid
updates. 1%.
It's Apple! Kill it!
This is what happens when you like Unix.
Hey guys, it's the Beach Ball of Doom!
Yeah, that's what essentially happened to it.
Beach Ball of Doom! It got sad-macked.
The robots
right.
pause, and then they start walking back towards the exit.
Right.
And in a rather cheerful, not at all this voice that was very robotic and nasally. Thank God I don't have to do that anymore. you hear, hello and welcome to the, Griff Bellotta, AI control system. Please input parameters.
So it was a full, fresh restart.
Yes.
So we wiped its memory probably entirely.
Probably needed it.
So it means it probably had volatile memory then. This thing is
some of it. Fucked. You don't know. Let's see what happens.
Or it's probably loading it all into RAM.
What is the purpose of name of ship? Because I totally forgot.
Griff Bellotta.
Griff Bellotta.
Yeah. Unknown. Please input purpose of ship.
Is there a planet? Can I think of a planet in Federation space that is borderline class M that just needs terraforming?
You probably think of about 100 of them.
Yeah. Your purpose is to seed one of those planets with
this terraform
planet.
Please insert current star chart. Turnkey. You just plug one in from your.
Yeah.
All right. Says given current ship ability to maneuver, it will take approximately, and it gives an obscenely large number because it's not a warp capable vessel.
Yeah.
To reach that planet.
Alright.
What if we use the current sun as a gravitational slingshot?
Yeah.
You need to do. I mean, you could do that, but it's not gonna make it go warp speed.
Well, no.
No, but it might reduce the time.
Not by much.
It still works. Do you have? I know this may break. Well, no, because you said this prime directive gray area. Could we give it the ability to manufacture its own warp deck?
No, I don't want to do that. That would be a severe violation of the prime directive.
I don't think it's smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
If we, well, I mean, it's got to have its own maintenance.
Can we piggyback a warp field around this thing, or is that...
It's too large.
Okay.
No, this thing's massive. There's no way the Aster can do it.
Could we get it at least into Federation space?
How long would it take to get into Federation space?
Federation, at this distance, Federation space, I believe what you're looking for is out of Romulan territory.
Yes.
Past the neutral zone.
Probably about 4 weeks.
That's not bad.
No. Yeah.
And then we could then the Federation could bring in a warp capable ship that could
generate. Yeah, we could bring in like 5 ships. Shield. And then we could do a complete survey of this.
And possibly get to a terraformable planet.
Yeah.
Yep. Eventually.
Alright. Yeah.
I would like to play GM's advocate for a second.
We don't know where it's supposed to go in the first place.
Well, I mean, aside from that, because definitely you don't know where it's supposed to go, this thing was definitely supposed to go to a location.
Yeah.
The Ion Storm fucked it up to the point where it is no longer able to get to that location, so it doesn't know where that location is.
Could we possibly restore that?
You might be able to find that information, given enough time. The other thing is, don't forget where you guys are.
Yeah,
we're around space, which is why I'm saying...
We tell it to go to Federation space, and we just meet it there.
But
how do we know there's not an ion storm on the way?
No, it's not that. It's how do you know that the Romulans are going to be able to that the Romulan resistance is going to be able to keep it under wraps for that long? That's the primary problem.
Either way, there's no way we're going to be able to move it ourselves. So
no.
And I do not want to initiate self-destruct.
Yeah.
So that's out of the out. That's out of the cards.
No.
Out of the cards.
I don't know. I think we need to figure... can we actually go through its actual mainframe now?
You are able to... You are able to tell... have it tell you where its... its databases are.
Yeah.
All
right.
And it's a hike.
Yeah.
You're gonna be walking for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But you're able to get there. All
right. Okay.
You can tell that this ship was originally supposed to sent from, and there's actually tapes of Vahari scientists. Logging this kind of thing.
Okay.
That...
And was this the only ship?
No.
Okay. That's some other thing.
You find,
usually you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Let's put it that way.
That approximately 60 years ago, the Vahari discovered abnormalities developing in the core of their sun, which was, our spectral class B4, and approximately 8 times as massive as Sol.
Okay.
The core was slowly collapsing for unknown reasons, and the sun's conversion into a supernova was unavoidable. Fortunately, the Vahari discovered this while the decades remained in their star's life, and immediately dedicated their entire society to building a massive fleet of slower-than-life colony ships to carry their population, and as complete a representation of their world's animal and plant life as possible, to a recently discovered habitable planet in a star system approximately 16 light years away.
This thing's massively... Oh, from here?
16 light years away from their original star.
So this thing's probably... This thing's way off course.
Yes.
Extremely off course.
Definitely. it took them approximately 20 years to assemble this fleet and launch them into space, placing the future of their entire people into the hands of fate. By the time the fleet was ready to leave Vahar, the sun's instability had caused it to generate localized interplanetary and even interstellar level ion storms, which raged throughout the local sector. The Vahiri ship's navigators were hard-pressed to avoid these hazards, which form unpredictably and inflict enormous damage despite their shields. Ion storms can overload plasma circuits, causing massive computer shutdowns, and otherwise disrupt systems like communications. Although most of the colony ships... you wouldn't know that. No. And it seems like this thing was caught in an ion storm, in one of those unavoidable ion storms, and it just had some bad luck.
Okay.
It got hit by an ion storm and then drifted.
Did it have a crew complement?
Yes.
Of how many?
Probably about 2,000.
Wow. And they're all dead.
And they're, is there any life signs on the...
No. Okay. The only life signs that the ship is able to detect are your 5 and the little Tribble analogs that are bred by the computer system.
Oh, it's bred by the computer system. Okay.
Yes. According to this, there was about 2,000 people on board and probably about maybe 300,000 specimens of animal life.
What happened to them all?
So, since you guys are going to have some time to piece this together, I'm just going to give this to you guys without a roll. Basically, what happened was, the ship was caught in one of these ion storms, and it kind of got separated from the convoy. Then the star went Nova.
Yeah.
Because basically what happened was the ship was supposed to be going this way.
Yeah.
But it ended up going this way.
Yeah.
Or nearabouts. Like, complete opposite direction of the way it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
It got caught in the supernova's radiation
wave.
And the radiation killed off all of the higher animal life.
Okay. So including the Vahari.
Including the Vahari themselves. The plants themselves were so hardy that they were able to survive.
Okay.
In fact, if you're able to take some time to scan some of the larger plant life, like some of the trees.
Older ones, really older
ones. The older ones. You can definitely tell that the entire forest suffered some sort of near catastrophe about 20 years ago.
So it was almost all dead, probably.
Not all.
Well, severely
radiated. It was a near catastrophe. You can kind of think of it in modern terms like a big forest fire happened.
Okay, yeah.
Where, I mean, it devastated it on the outside, but it's able to regenerate and regrow because these plants are actually extremely hardy. They're some of the most hardy plant-based specimens that you've ever encountered.
Okay.
Or that the Federation has ever encountered.
Were those vine things that attacked us a mutation strength from radiation?
No. It seems like that is one of the items that is that naturally occurred. Apparently, a lot of the plant life on this planet was had rudimentary nervous systems, and some of it turned to being carnivorous.
Okay.
Are these unique specimens, or are these like specimens that are in every single ship?
You're not sure. It kind of sounds like this was one of the main ships that was where its purpose was to not necessarily transport the people, the Vahari, but it was meant to transport the plant and animal life.
Mm-hmm.
It would be stupid for a civilization to do one of these.
Yeah.
So it's highly likely that they probably guessed that some of them were gonna, get lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're probably sure it's not the only one.
Yeah.
Does it have some sort of automated maintenance drones, or is
yes?
It... Okay. I just thought about this in a way to possibly avoid Romulan detection. Does it have the ability to fabricate things within the structure through maintenance?
It's a very limited fabrication.
Fabrication system.
The replicators, like the food replicators that you guys have in your individual quarters are probably more advanced than what this thing can do as far as replication goes. It has inside of it the capacity to manufacture things, but not in the capacity to do replication, like the whole matter to energy thing.
Maybe it's a step between 3D printing and replication technology.
Very similar.
So, having it basically create a Faraday cage within the...
Why are we around it? A Faraday cage?
Reduce sensor. So the Romulans can't pick it up.
Faraday cage would not necessarily... Faraday cage would prevent signals from going through it, not necessarily bouncing off of it.
That's true.
Yeah.
There'd be a... You'd still see it. Yeah.
Basically, we would have to fly with the ship.
It would probably be brighter, actually, because it would be reflecting.
So the only thing that I can think of right now is the Astrid, basically, we amp up the freaking Theron generator.
All right, because we have that. Forgot about that.
And basically guide this thing back to Federation space.
I don't think it would be.
And that's a long mission, and we don't have enough.
All of these will also mention that. You got this ship is still has radiation problems with it. It's not going to be enough to screw with the plant life.
Yeah.
Actually, the plant life is probably the reason why the radiation is so low inside of the vessel.
Yeah.
But you, as humanoids of the Federation, are probably only going to be able to survive in this without lasting complications. Maybe about a week. At most.
But if we're on our ship, okay, how far can we extend the
not very at all.
Not enough.
I mean, the idea of being able to cloak a ship as small as the Aster in a Thoron radio in a Thoron envelope, pretty much, mm-hmm. was experimental at best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being able for this little ship to expand encompass that. A kilometers in diameter ship with this little dinky Thoron generator that you've got on board is not going to happen.
Okay, next question I have.
Yes.
With our ability to actually know what happened with the Enterprise D and actually lowering the gravitational constant of a large object...
Using
the warp field, could we possibly tow this thing faster than it's capable of going?
That's...
Queuing it is going to be hard. The main reason why is because what the Enterprise did to that moon, or that it was a moon, or was it a...
It was a small moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That thing's ability to withstand the at that point, tidal drag is what you're dealing with. You're not sure that the ship is that strong to be able to handle that kind of physics.
And we also have to consider the Enterprise D was a much larger ship.
Yes, it had much, much, much larger power generation than you do.
Yes, it has a much larger power generation, but the size of the object they were moving was much... The ratio
and
was
I agree.
A lot bigger. Mm-hmm. Like, so the object they were trying to move was way more massive than they were.
It's,
way, way, way more it's massive not than a we are to that.
It's not a question of whether you could do it. It's a question of whether the Griff Bellotta would survive.
Oh, right. Because the moon, at least, had the structural ability to be able to handle that. This
it's a solid rock.
Yeah.
This is
a hollow thing.
Yeah,
if this
thing
ship
is pretty...
wasn't designed for warp, chances are it will not survive warp.
I don't want to bring it to warp. I want to bring it to impulse. This thing is going to probably be going slower than impulse.
It travels, actually half this.
Well, wait. It's got to have some sort of own thrust on its own, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's all inertia-based, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's not inertia-based?
No. When you ask it to bring its engines online, they fire right up.
Okay. So what are they based upon? Is it primitive impulse technology?
I mean, if it's xenon gas.
Huh?
That would be xenon
it
gas,
doesn't
right?
say in the book, so I'm gonna guess based on the technology level of the civilization that it might be an ion drive.
So okay. Xenon gas.
Yeah, accelerated xenon gas.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuel reserves, how much does it... Is
plenty.
It a ram scoop?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's equipped with a ram scoop, and actually, it's got quite a lot of fuel left.
I mean, it's probably...
Because it was coasting on inertia for so long that...
Yeah. It probably...
It never used up its fuel.
And it probably was just making more because the ram scoop was probably still active.
Mm-hmm. More or less, I want to be able to tow this thing up to impulse speeds.
I don't think that you are going to be able to tow it up to full impulse.
I want to get to, like, half impulse.
I mean, it can go faster than that.
It can go faster than that, but it's not going to be able to alter its course and get to that speed in a decent amount of time.
It's not that bad.
I mean, ion drives take forever to get up to that, to get up to, like, a decent moving velocity.
But it can use the gravitational slingshot to at least get a jump start on it.
Yes, you can do that.
All right.
I will say that as a hand wave, it will be able to get up to speed in, like, 6 hours.
If it doesn't make it out of Romulan space, it doesn't make it out of Romulan space. The only thing we can do is get it started.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking we're going to do. We're going to try to get it started. We're going to hope for the best and like that. And probably head back to Federation space.
We have to get out of here.
Huh? Easily done.
Yeah.
I will also note that since you got to the physical backup archive...
Yeah, I want to
get the cold storage backup archive.
Yeah.
You are able to cross hash that with some your known star charts. Probably Sakona goes to Astrometrics and kind of does some cross hashing.
Yeah.
You are able to pinpoint the location of where it was supposed to go, which is this new Vahari planet.
I mean, at the very least, what we can do is we can take the cultural
significance
of this space station,
or this vessel. And take it with us and like that to preserve this.
At the very least, in the event that it doesn't make it out of Romulan space, we at least have record.
We're setting our own access codes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Easily done. Where are you going to set this thing's course? Are you going to set it back to New Bihar? Or are you going to set it to some other planet?
Section 31. The shortest route to Federation space.
Federation space or outside of the neutral zone? Because it's not quite clear up on that top part.
Outside the neutral zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go.
Away from Romulans.
Yeah.
Away from the things that will probably destroy it?
Well, also away for things that are going to actually probably detect it, too.
Okay. Yeah. You got it. Yeah, you're able to...
Actually, yeah, we could just tell it... You could turn here, avoid what we... Known stations, at least.
Yeah.
Easily done.
All right.
All right.
How long does it expect to be able to complete that course? 5 weeks?
About... Yeah, probably about 6 weeks, I'd say.
Okay, that's fine. We're basically going to try to get back to Federation space and then say, hey, this is the plan. This is what it is. It's going to arrive around then. If it doesn't arrive and like that,
then assume Romulans got it.
Assume it didn't make it. There's either an error or something like that, or it was the Romulans got it.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
And we took what we could.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's still an technically archaeological find.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically, it's going to be, like,
we can write a tons book
off of tons of archaeological ships and like that be ready, or, like, basically an archaeological expedition to this thing. So,
is there anything you guys want to do while you're in Romulan space aside from get the fuck out of Romulan space?
Get the fuck out of Romulan space.
Get out of fuck out of Romulan
space.
Okay,
sounds good.
We're not suicidal. We're not on a spy mission.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do anything as far as, is there anything you want to add, remove, or embellish or diminish about your report of this to Starfleet Command?
I'd like to specifically bold, underline, italicize, do not injure the plant life.
Okay.
It's sacred to this,
Sorry.
Yeah, to the Vahari and right that
and
the station will have a problem with that.
Okay.
All right.
It takes you guys quite a while to get back.
All right.
Well, we were pretty deep in Romulan territory.
We did take a backup of all the cultural.
Huh?
All the cultural.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm gonna probably be going over it myself on the way back.
Yeah. It's pretty fascinating stuff, actually. You guys. Starfleet Command actually suggests, unless you feel that there's any problem with this, Starfleet Command suggests that they actually take an expedition to this the location of this new Vahari.
Mm-hmm.
If for no other reason than to see if they made it and see what's going on, see maybe if in the last 60 years they may have encountered warp flight. The admirals that you guys talked to are pretty split, actually, on whether first contact is appropriate with these guys or with this race.
For what specific reason? Why are they split?
Because some of them are drawing a hard line on the warp capable thing, and the rest of them are
Basically faster than light, which are capable.
Which is what the same reason why we had.
It's the same thing capable. That you guys had. And basically, so what they're thinking of doing is they're probably going to do something very similar to what they did to the Baku,
yeah, duck
where they're going to duck blind it, and then they're going to observe their civilization, and then if they feel that they're appropriate and they're ready, then they will make first contact proper.
Yeah. And the thing is that we're also looking at the culture from a thousands of years perspective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this culture could have be extinct now, for all we know.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Or it could be... I mean, we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, we know... So, we got a general plan of where this one was going. We know where the other ones were going?
Yes. Because they were all supposed to go there.
So, they...
They were all going to the same place. Basically, it was a conga line. This one kind of got out of line and just conga'd off this way.
Okay.
Yeah, do we know what the others are?
It conga'd off the map. You know where it was supposed to be.
We all know where they were supposed to go.
So we don't know where they're at this moment.
I think an expedition
should have gone to the location.
And this one, this one went its own way.
Yep.
So I think, I don't see a reason why an expedition shouldn't be melted.
And I would also suggest that they also survey systems in the area beyond just there, because they all could have had this problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Understood. The Admiral congratulates you on a successful mission. Starfleet Intelligence.
Fuck.
What?
I just thought, they all could be just dead. Flat out. Because they all could have been irradiated.
Yeah. That's why Starfleet's going and figuring it out.
Yeah. I just thought that. Because if this one...
I didn't want to say it, because I didn't want to be the negative Nancy.
I thought it was being negative Nancy, but yeah.
So, Starfleet Command is very happy about this, not the least of which that they're not dealing with another planet killer. Yeah. Yay. and grants your ship 3 weeks shore leave. Considering that you've been on mission for almost 2 months.
How long would the expedition be?
Their expedition? That's probably a 2 year mission.
Yeah, that's a significant mission. Yeah.
Like they're probably taking. Probably they're taking one of the fresh new Intrepid class, something like that, or two.
Yeah.
And probably heading that way with it.
Well, if they're granting us the route, surely I would like to go to Vulcan. And try and refresh my mind.
Yeah. It's almost pun far for you, too.
Uh-huh.
You're actually probably... Toyak, you're probably... hopping through the Beta Quadrant, picking up your crew. You're probably picking up... probably going to Ryza to pick up some people. Probably going to Vulcan to pick up her. Yeah. You're probably, going to... probably stopping by Andoria to pick up your
luckily, they're all pretty close together.
Yeah, your con officer. All this other stuff. And everything's going pretty well. In fact, you're probably just... breaking orbit from Vulcan.
Well, we also returned our temporary chief engineer to the
Nightingale.
To the Nightingale. Yes. Yeah. And I get a recommendation for a new
You got a recommendation for whoever you want to make.
Okay. All right. I will. Is that going to be next session?
Yes.
Okay.
But so you're just in the middle of you're probably about 2 days out from getting the last of your crew on board.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a, your communications officer says that you are getting a, you're getting a command eyes only, communique from Starfleet Command.
All right. I will take that in my ready room.
All right. It is command, not captain. So it would be.
Yeah. Number one, please join me in the ready room. Commander Sakona, you have, the bridge.
Okay. It says, we have just received orders for you to head to the Takara system. This mission is delicate enough to be classified as top secret command eyes only. What I can say is, you are to meet with a Dr. Jabren. He is a lead scientist. He's the lead scientist you'll be working with. Your orders are to help him supervise and test a new and improved quantum torpedo that Jabren and his team are currently developing. Starfleet Intelligence has concerns that with the Romulan border less than 20 light-years from T'Kara, they may know about this and intend to steal the device. The crew is expected to be on alert and provide whatever security measures are needed to ensure no one gains access to the potential weapon, especially the Romulans. It cannot be stressed enough that the Federation does not want them to have access to something that could conceivably affect the balance of power in the Quadrant.
I'm trying to make sure I remember the looks of the Tekarians. Aren't they the ones that are, they get the curly, not really curly hair, but it's black hair, and they also have all the facial,
yes.
That's the facial, it looks like facial tattoos, but they're it's black and not entirely, it's black and gray.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That is that. It is also followed by a recommendation specifically designated to Cortez on whether you feel that the tactical alpha or tactical beta module would be more appropriate for this mission.
Well, what's the tactical alpha and the tactical beta?
The tactical alpha, both of them switch it to the ship to tactical operations mission profile. And the Tactical Alpha has improved shield recharge and rapid-fire torpedo launchers, including something that doesn't exist in the book, but it's the rear-facing torpedo launcher that Jake wanted.
Yeah.
The Tactical Beta is more defensive. It gives you basically a triple-strength shield generator.
Okay.
Wasn't there one that added phaser banks?
No, not on this one.
Yeah, I didn't want... There's
probably
one.
The torpedo one. That tactical seems to alpha? Be... Yeah.
You got it. It will be ready outfit on Starbase 010 when you get back. You guys have...
Is it on those opposite directions?
What?
T'Karia and...
010.
T'Kara and 010. The homeworlds, basically.
Where is T'Kara? Regardless, it is, they give you an appropriate amount of time to pick up your crew, get there, get the damn thing plugged in, and head the hell out.
Okay, all right, good.
So, that's that.
All right, cool.
So that was Forests of the Night. What did you guys think?
I liked it.
I was kidnapped a lot.
Yes, you were. I liked it. I felt like it was a little too deadly.
Okay, fair.
I felt it was too deadly. I don't think it should have... Okay, I get... carnivorous, but to an extent that was a little overkill.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean...
No pun intended.
You had... Well, honestly, the tentacles, we just rolled like garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
It happens. But, if we had fallen into the trap of those ones that wrapped around...
Oh yeah, the fly traps.
Yeah,
you.
I have a feeling that would have been fatal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I will. I definitely got that, and I purposely toned down the lethality of all of the subsequent encounters because that tentacled monstrosity would have murdered you guys.
Yeah.
I think that thing is hard. That would have been hard for like a party of entirely.
Tactical
guys.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that would have been, like... That tentacled monstrosity would have given a group of Klingons a run for their money.
So what I'm hearing is... It's what you throw red shirts at when you're tired of them.
Yes.
but I do like the story of, you know, the ships... It's that you know, a group of ships and everything like that. That's pretty awesome. We can go over... The stuff that was left out afterwards. Because are you going to continue to update this as we go?
Update?
The story of the investigation.
Oh, probably.
Okay, so then we don't need to go through all that stuff.
Yeah.
That is subsequent stuff then.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I mean, if you guys are interested, we'll...
I'm kind of interested because I want to know... I kind of want to know what happened. I have a feeling they're not around anymore. Because we probably would have ran into them by now.
Maybe not.
It also depends whether or not they wanted to be secluded.
Yeah.
You know?
They are kind of on the periphery.
I mean,
yeah.
And they're also not using, like, warp tech.
We so also...
Like, but that was thousands of years ago.
The thing is, we don't know...
It wasn't thousands of years ago.
It was 20.
How long it took for it to get from where it was to where it is.
Yeah, it was only about 100 years.
Oh, it was only 100 years?
Yeah.
I thought it was more than that.
No.
I mean, okay. Either way,
Either way, even if they were on the cusp of warp capable tech, they probably lost all of that when their star exploded.
Maybe, maybe not. It all depends on how many of their population survived.
Yeah.
And what specifically part of that population survived.
And what ships survived. Who's to say that some of them didn't just end up in a sun at some point?
Well, and then I was also going to the other thing is they might have all just been basically gamma ray burst to death. Mm-hmm. And when that... They got out, but they didn't get far enough away when they got out.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. Well, so the next episode is called That Which Is Unknown.
That Which Is Unknown.
So, no, this is the one you were telling me about that's creepy.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.